From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Charlie Pierce, and Kyrie O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all very much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Jason Taylor calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are things in Washington?
They're a little bit chilly right now, and had an exciting week here.
Yeah, you did. I know. Is everybody, all eyes were on Washington. Are there like State of the Union watching parties with drinking games involved?
There's a very complicated system of drinking games, actually.
Really?
Depending on when people stand up or sit down, or if Cheney stands up and Pelosi sits down, or Pelosi blinks and Cheney smirks.
If you took a drink every time Cheney blinked, you'd be stone cold sober at the end of the night. Well, Jason, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you have to try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jason's topic?
Dear Diary, I don't know what Angelina sees in him.
Everyone at some point in their life has kept a diary or journal. So whether you wrote just one page or filled volumes with your dreams of someday marrying Leif Garrett, the point was... I'm sorry, did I just reveal something? The point was to keep it private. Well, this week we read about a diary that was discovered and read by someone who was not meant to read it. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of what happens when the personal becomes public. Choose that real story, Jason. You will win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. First up, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
Auxiliary Bishop Michael Strzelewski of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, took a gamble with his superiors and lost. Last week, an assistant in the diocesan chancery spotted the bishop on a local cable television poker tournament. Confronted, the bishop presented to his superiors a black spiral-bound notebook in which the bishop detailed not only his many forays into Wisconsin's Indian gaming halls, but also kept scrupulous records of his winnings and losing there. No diocesan money apparently was used, but the guilt-ridden bishop did describe how he would play in the poker halls as Peter Carpenter. He also turned over a black leather jacket and a T-shirt reading, "Jesus is my river card." The bishop, who according to his accounting is ahead $509 this year, has been placed on extended leave.
The poker-playing bishop and his little black book. Your next story of a private journal made public comes from Kyrie O'Connor.
Employment is such a time waster. Emily Bauer had such a so-not-challenging desk job at the Sheraton in Des Moines, Iowa, that she spent much of her workday writing a computer journal about how, you know, her job was so unrepresentative of her gifts. Eventually, 300 printout pages of journal, single-spaced. Emily lost her job, and then her boss found the journal and cut her benefits. Bauer, 25, says she really did do her job. There just wasn't a lot to do. And as she said, the typing thing seemed to be doing the trick. It just looks like I'm hard at work. Now Bauer says she's totally blown away that book publishers are interested in her diary of a desk jockey. Like, who's the loser now, paycheck junkie?
A diary kept at work of how someone was not doing their job. Your last story of intimate thoughts fully revealed comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
When Elliot Ahrens, who is credited with developing Microsoft's spell check utility, died in a biking accident, co-workers at Microsoft found an engaging personal diary on his laptop. The diary revealed no proprietary Microsoft information, and far from trashing Ahrens' co-workers, it typically described one as, quote, a Mediterranean beauty whom I savor from, alas, the emotional distance equivalent of Puget Sound. So the spell check expert's diary was widely circulated. What no one noticed until a copy of the diary reached Seattle Times columnist Vern Berge last week were at least 197 words which, though spelled right, were the wrong words. One entry begins, quote, deer, spelled D-E-E-R, dairy. Ahrens also writes, too few people care about smelling correctly. But the capper comes in a downright emotional tribute to his employer. Quote, I have worked long hours for Microsoft, but my reward has been Apple. Presumably, writes Berge, Ahrens meant to write ample, but he's not around to ask, and neither is Dr. Freud.
So these are your choices from Charlie Pierce, the story of a priest, a bishop who kept a journal of his poker winnings and got busted. Ha-ha. From Kiri O'Connor, a woman who spent all day sitting at her desk job writing a diary of how she wasn't doing any work and got found out. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., the private diary of the man who invented spellcheck for Microsoft and seems to have used it as well. Which of these is a real story of a private diary made public?
Well, the most likely, I think, is going to be the diary of a desk jockey.
You think so? Why?
Yeah. I've met a few people who do something similar to that.
You do? Not anybody you know.
Of course not.
Of course not. You would never do that. But no. Some people might.
Some might.
Some might. All right. Your choice, then, is Curie's story of the desk worker who kept a long diary of her lack of doing her job. We spoke to somebody who was actually quite intimate with this story.
The problem with the journal was that in it she had described in a fair amount of detail all of her efforts to avoid work. And the journal went on for about 300 pages.
That was Clark Kaufman, staff writer for the Des Moines Register, the reporter who uncovered the story of the hotel worker who kept a diary of her work habits. Congratulations, you got it right. Well done. Congratulations, you've won our prize. Carl Castle will do the voice on your home answering machine.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun to have you. Thank you so much.
Take this job and shove it.